President Atta-Mills has been praised for leaving a legacy behind. He was a president who did not take the relations between Ghana and other countries for granted. He will be remembered for his Diwufi Asem philosophy in dealing with the Ghana-Côte d'Ivoire conflict. But what were his achievements on the foreign front? An international relations expert and dean of the Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Chidanso, says the late president adhered to constitutional principles when it came to foreign policy. He praised former President Mills for advancing multilateralism.
Basically, foreign policy in Ghana the foundations of the foreign policy have been laid since independence. Multilateralism, that is, we believe in the international organizations that we are a member of, who help those organizations and who abide by their rules. Again, we said we would be non-aligned. I mean, we wouldn't align ourselves to any powers left or right. Beyond that, we said Pan-Africanism is one of our cardinal principles in foreign policy. And then finally, good neighborliness. And you will see that these pillars have not changed from government to government. It's only the nuances around these pillars. So Professor Atta-Mills also actually continue with that, especially so that the source of foreign policy has been enshrined in our Constitution, Article 40, I believe. And he never deviated from any of these principles. The nuances were there, you could see them, but that he was able to advance multilateralism by attending almost all ECOWAS and AU summits, being at the UN and even delivering a paper, Commonwealth, I mean, we never reneged on our obligations, and he never did anything that showed that we were going away from any of these pillars. Shows that Ghana's foreign policy is stable and we are adhering to the principles. His personal demeanor towards foreign policy was equally admirable, except that for once I had a chance to criticize his Diwufi Asem policy, which I thought came off the cuff because he had just returned from ECOWAS meeting, and what ECOWAS was saying we should do, we all have to adhere to. But in foreign policy, these things happen. That at times you slip a little. But generally, I would say that he never veered off the main pillars of Ghanaian foreign policy, things that will cause a stir between us and other countries. One other thing that has not been explained is our recognition of Kosovo. All of a sudden, we recognize Kosovo, and it's not been explained yet, and I can't say anything for him until the foreign policy gurus are able to explain why we abandoned Serbia and went for Kosovo. Other than that, I would say that he never veered off significantly from Ghana's main pillars of foreign policy.
International relations expert Dr. Vladimir Nchidanso.